Thank you for listening to The Wicked 102.5 WIKD LP Daytona Beach. This is sports. So, hooray. I couldn't hear myself because I turned the wrong volume knob. How's everybody doing today?
Doing good.
Doing all right.
Doing well, yeah.
Sweet. All right, so I have just discovered that our podcast has not been being uploaded. Those are all going to be uploaded hopefully soon. However, they're going to be horribly outdated, which is unfortunate, but it is what it is. We have a lot to talk about as far as football goes, and I know the big race just happened this weekend, so we also have a lot to talk about for that. And a big race happened a couple weeks ago.
We did discuss it, I believe. I believe we had a sports episode in time for that.
Wait, we didn't talk about results, though.
Oh, no, good point.
So...
Yeah. There's been a ton of hockey going on.
Yeah, there's a lot to cover.
There's a lot.
A lot of stuff to happen.
So if y'all want to go ahead and start covering that, let's just get into it.
Yeah, so I guess I'll start. We'll start with a couple races that happened locally. So, of course,
just some local races.
Some local races.
Some tiny little local races.
I don't know if you heard of it, this race called the Rolex 24. Rolex 24 happened a few weeks ago. Big thing, bit of controversy too, because there was a whole like issue with the officials, and they ended the race a lap early than they should have. So it was like
the Rolex 23 hours and 58 minutes of Daytona.
Yeah, it was kind of a mistake on the officials' part, but nonetheless, it was still a brilliant race. Porsche Penske won overall, the number 7 Porsche Penske, which I know one of them was Joseph Newgarden. Felipe Nasr, I think, was the second one. And I don't remember who was the third.
One thing I will say that I was there for the finish. That Cadillac was fighting so hard. And it does stink that they didn't take it home because they started in such a good place.
They were fighting.
Yeah, no, the Porsche was killing it.
Yeah. Also, I feel like they probably did a last-minute BOP change, too, just because they saw how quick the Whelen was.
Yeah.
I mean, he did set the Daytona lap record in qualifying with the 132.
That thing was
six.
A monster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In GTD Pro, it was my favorite result, which is the reason I really love this Rolex 24, was Risi Competizione with Ferrari, with their lineup of Davide Rigon, Alessandro Pierguidi, you had James Collado, and Daniel Serra. Yeah, that was quite a special moment, especially to be there and see them win. It was the first win for Risi in like 10 years. And then GTD was the Mercedes.
Yep.
The
one looked pretty interesting, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, no. But what was also like one thing people really noticed was it was essentially in GTD was a Ferrari sweep because they finished in GTD second, third, and fourth. Which was, if the Mercedes didn't win, it probably would have been a historic win. And, yeah, but it was a chaotic race. And LMP2. How could I forget LMP2? The LMP2 was Era Motorsports. And I have to say, it's pretty interesting to see Connor Zilich in that lineup winning. Because that's
me?
Name drop.
Me?
Funny, I know. Connor Zilich, it's his first Rolex 24, and he won with in the LMP2 class on his first attempt, and he's 17.
Yeah, he's super, super young. Yeah.
No, I'm not. 21.
Well,
I'm, I'm sorry. I'm going to make this joke now because yeah. it's too funny.
I don't blame you.
My beloved Polish boys, Inter Europol, they came fourth in their class, which stinks. They were holding first in their class for a really long time. Yeah. So, yeah. But I love that they did wind up with one Polish driver on their team, Jakub Smiechowski. And they had to do a last-minute substitution because one of their drivers got sick with Pietro Fittipaldi.
No, it wasn't he got sick. Oh. He got injured.
Oh, he got injured.
He got injured somehow in the pits or something. I don't know what happened, but, yeah, they had to swap him out last second.
Yeah, no, Pietro Fittipaldi, I do enjoy him. He has signed a beanie of mine. He's a really nice guy.
Oh, yeah, he's cool. And then, NASCAR.
NASCAR.
NASCAR happened. Three races. I was there for only one of them. I was not there for the 500. I was there for the Fresh from Florida 250. Great name, mm-hmm. I know. For the Craftsman Truck Series. That was chaotic. chaotic was an understatement. We had like 12 cautions and one red flag, which I think is a record. Especially in it was a short race. It was like only 3 hours.
Jeez.
For a 250-mile race. And think about it, like, the 500 took, like, 3.5 hours to finish, and it was double the distance.
Yeah.
I mean, we did also have a rain delay in the middle of it, but everybody's especially talking. Nobody cares about the results, even though it was a Miami driver. It was the number two car. I always keep forgetting his names because it was my first NASCAR race. It was Sanchez who won it.
Mm.
But, yeah, it was an interesting race. Everybody's talking about, though, they were pretty upset of the really poor driver driving standards. They thought it was awful. Lots of the fans thought it was awful in the truck series, how bad the driving standards were. But I was like, okay, I was fine with it because it was my first race, so I like chaos. Especially the last lap. I mean, everybody just remembers the absolute crazy wreck that happened. I mean, you had Gray flipping over, and I think it was the one who started. It was Carruth. It was Raja Carruth, and yeah, he caused a huge wreck in the last lap. Then of course the Xfinity Series. It was Hill who won it in the Chevrolet 21. It's his third United Rentals 300 race. His third consecutive one, which is wild. And then of course the Cup Series. Is William Byron, number 24. Another crazy finish. But I kind of wanted Joey Logano's win. But I'm not opposed to William Byron because he is he's an iRacing driver.
Yeah.
Turned into a NASCAR driver. So I'm not too opposed to it. It was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Now, F1 is back.
F1 is back. There are cars on a track. And it's the same as last year. Red Bull's going to win. Bye-bye, we're done.
I'm very much questioning their legality on their car because that nose looks like it has some F-ducts.
I just find it kind of funny that they basically took Mercedes's failed concept and said, huh, it actually works.
Yeah, Adrian Newey looked at it and said, yeah, I can fix her.
Adrian Newey is...
He knows how to cook, and it's scary.
He's a
genius.
He is a terrifying presence. I don't understand how he functions.
It's really funny how, like, you go meet him. He's like, he's a super nice guy, and he's
super chill. I forgot
you chill.
Met him because he was here for the historic.
Yeah.
Wasn't he? Yeah.
Okay. He's a super nice guy, and he was super chill. But then when it comes to him making cars, it's like the scariest thing imaginable. Mm-hmm. Everybody's been finding these crazy, like, vents and holes that, like, no one has seen on a car. And he's just, like, pulling out the crazy stops for all that downforce. But, yeah. I think Max Verstappen set the fastest time by over a second and a half.
Jeez. Yeah.
Throughout the rest of the field, which is wild.
Yep.
He is a crazy driver. It's a 131.3.
Yeah, I don't get it. But yeah, so be it. We'll see what actually happens when we get into the actual race in Bahrain.
Next weekend.
Next weekend. Oh, God. It's already F1 yeah. season.
IndyCar started their testing in Homestead, Miami, which is awesome. They're coming a week after F1. So I can't wait. St. Petersburg race, which will be a fun watch. It's like less than 100 days to the Indy 500, which is also exciting.
I'm very
excited. I love the Indy 500. And I think Sebring 12 Hours is coming up now. And no Sebring 1000 this year from the WEC. It makes me sad. They're going to Qatar this year for their season opener.
That will not be a good race, in my opinion. That track is a little bit not suited for cars.
No, it is not. It's made for motorcycles. Motorcycles,
yes.
But yeah, Qatar 6 hours, I think, is what they're starting off with. They're just revealing the cars already, which is nice to see. But they just announced the Le Mans entries. They have like 63 Le Mans entries this year.
Rest in peace to Floyd Van Wall.
Rip Van Wall. Rip for what's the one team?
Glickenhaus?
Glickenhaus, yeah.
They aren't in it?
They are not in it this year. They dropped out because they cannot be able to fight anymore.
Yeah, their cars weren't doing that well.
But did look really good.
Isotta Fraschini is back, though. As will Lamborghini. And we will actually see a BMW in this one. And Alpine is going to be there with their glorious A424.
Yep, we have... In the Le Mans 24 entry list for
2024. And Peugeot is going to be back too. And apparently they have a wing this year.
Yeah, they have a wing this year. There's 23 hypercars alone just in this year's Le Mans. 16 LMP2s and 23 LMGT3s.
That's how you know it's good.
That's how you know it's good. But they did the regulation change, which I will forever hate. I think it's the dumbest thing ever.
What was it again?
They ditched the LMP2 category. It's only hypercars and LMGT3s. They're only keeping LMP2 for Le Mans.
Oh.
Yeah. They're only keeping the LMP2s for Le Mans. That's why like teams like Inter-Europol switched to IMSA. Because they're not... They're
not going to be competitive. Exactly. Ooh, the Mustang is going to be in Le Mans. That's
they
cool.
are bringing the Mustang to Le Mans. Yeah, I think they
Which
had...
Which Mustang is it?
It's the Mustang GT3.
Yeah.
Is it new or?
Yeah. It's the current generation Mustang. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Current generation. I didn't know if it was like the Dark Horse. Or
yeah,
whatever.
It's kind of based off the Dark Horse, but it's kind of its own chassis.
It's closer to the GTD.
Well, the GTD is based off the GT3.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Oh, okay.
It looks like this.
Ah.
Yeah. It's a spicy looking race car. It's got this crazy wing. It looks really good and it sounds even better.
It looks neat.
They said a lot of. New cars got homologated since it's the LMGT3 class, which goodbye GTEs, but hey, I mean, I'm not going to complain. I mean, apparently even Lexus might
join
into it because they,
this
yes,
team,
they are.
Codis ASP.
Lexus is going to be in it, which is going to be so cool to see the RCF GT3 at Le Mans. And of course, the 992 GT3R.
And then there's the new Aston Martin Vantage.
Yeah, it's they call it the LMGT3 Vantage. It's literally just the Evo version of the regular Vantage.
It's gnarly looking.
Oh, it looks good. And, of course, Corvette with their Z06 GT3R.
Yep. It's good stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. And, of course, yeah, the 296. I'm just excited to see the performance of BMW finally in the hypercar class. And I'm very curious to see how Lamborghini is going to do. They're debuting the SC63 at Sebring 12 Hours, and then we're going to see how they do throughout the season, which that'll be cool. And McLaren is back in GT3.
Yeah.
in Le Mans. Inception's bringing them over, which they're a cool team.
Mm-hmm.
They actually, what I heard was they had a 720 GT3 here on campus. It was hiding in like one of the workshops.
That's
for like
cool.
a few months.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, which I thought was a complete surprise when I first heard that. But it was just like hiding somewhere, just like being used for months. Was
nice.
What I heard from a little birdie.
I see. So switching gears, totally not a pun. Hockey. Now, I don't usually talk about hockey, but I've been getting more into hockey because my sweet mates are big hockey fans, and they've been forcing me to get into hockey, and it's really fun. Nothing like a sport where, like, grown men whack into each other on ice. It's cool. It's
real
cool. The only
sport where it's enjoyable to watch people beat each other up.
I gotta say, between soccer and hockey, because I'm going to get a lot of flack for this, but they are very similar as far as, like, scoring and going back and forth. I've watched enough.
Trust me.
I don't like it enough.
The numbers I'm looking at are saying hockey scores more than soccer, which in my mind makes it more interesting.
But hockey definitely has way more interest to me, simply because at some point somebody is going to get mad at somebody else, and then a fight's going to start.
Yep. And it's funny.
And I'd rather watch hockey than soccer.
Yeah, so that's fair. So in terms of hockey, there's a game going on right now, actually, which is kind of cool. There's a lot of games, actually, so it's fun to look at. But on Monday, so this is very recent, there was a new entry in the top five highest scoring NHL games of this century. The Minnesota Wild versus Vancouver Canucks. That game ended with the Wild beating the Canucks 10-7. And the top five scoring games of this century are, I believe it's 3 games that ended with a total of 17 scores.
Wow.
And then it goes to 16. It's 4 games that ended with 17 goals and then 16. But, like, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
And it happened on Monday. In terms of the games happening right now, the Canadiens are playing the Sabres right now. That's 2-1 currently in the second segment. And the Flyers are playing the Blackhawks, and they're tied 1-1 in the first interval. But soccer. Italian Third League. My beautiful boys. They lost to Latina 1-0. Which stinks. And then they lost to Foggia 3-2. And they lost to Juve Stabia 3-1. So it's a great season to be a Monopoly fan. We're totally doing fantastic, guys. Yay!
Yay.
For the B-League, the boys in body, they beat Feral Pisalo 1-0. They beat Lecco 3-1. They lost to Palermo 3-0. And, so they're doing better. Now in terms of Serie A, there were some interesting results that I was noticing, including Inter beating Salernitana 4-0, which is wild.
That is wild.
And my team Juventus, they somehow tied Hellas Verona 2-2, but then they lost 1-0 to Udinese, which is not a good team to lose to.
No, it is not.
Put mildly. And then they lost 1-0 to Inter, which is fair. And then they tied Empoli 1-1, which is also pretty funny.
How's Napoli doing?
Napoli is Napoli. Yeah. Napoli is currently ninth in the table. Not well compared to their league-winning form recently. But that's what happens in Napoli.
Unfortunately.
It's a constant cycle. Now, in terms of MLS, there's some interesting stuff. Philadelphia Union played Deportivo Saprissa and won 3-2 for the CONCACAF Champions Cup, which is pretty odd. And shout out DJ Keem. He wanted me to highlight that Inter Miami played Newell's Old Boys, which is a friendly game, and that was the team that Messi started at in his younger days, and that game ended in a 1-1 tie.
I love friendlies matches.
Yeah.
You get to see the most random matchups ever.
Now, we are entering the first matches of the season for MLS right now as we speak. It is match day one, and the first game of the season just started 21 minutes ago. It's Inter Miami versus Real Salt Lake. That game is currently 0-0. And there's a bunch of other games coming up in 2 days on the 24th. Actually, the 24th has the majority of the games. If you're interested in Orlando City, they play CF Montreal. Philadelphia Union is playing Chicago Fire. Minnesota United dropped an awesome, awesome jersey with a, like, Aurora design, and they're playing against Austin on the 24th. But, yeah, MLS is looking chill. It's looking up. There's going to be cool stuff happening. Oh, yeah, also, DJ Kim wanted me to highlight two other Inter-Miami things. One, they lost 4-3 to Al-Hilal, which is a Saudi team, and they lost 6-0 to Al-Nassr, another Saudi team. So Inter-Miami is not doing as well as they would probably like to.
Unfortunate.
But, yeah, they also tied 0-0 against Vissel Kobe, which is a team from Kobe, Japan.
So,
yeah, some weirdness in MLS friendlies, but the season's starting, so we'll see where that takes us.
I'm very excited in a few months, or not a few months, actually in like a month's time, where they're going to do the friendlies match in Fort Lauderdale between Italy and Venezuela. That's
a matchup right there.
It's going to be quite the interesting match. I'm definitely going to try to go over for that one match. I don't care
I've
if I'm
mentioned
skipping
this.
School for a day, because it's worth it, and I always wanted to see him play.
So I've mentioned this. I've been to one friendly for the Italian national team. It was against Germany, and it was in Germany. And we were sitting in the section with the German ultra fans.
Oh.
I was called slurs.
Yikes.
One of their favorite chants was yelling, "You are just pizza delivery men."
That's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, it was it took me a bit to be like, wait, that's what they're saying. And then I'm like, dang, that's
they
mean.
They got you.
They got me.
Gotcha.
And then, of course, Italy lost 4-2. So.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay.
I'm definitely not sitting with the Venezuelans, or at least I hope not to.
Yeah.
Because I know how passionate those guys are. Well, same with the Italian fans. So it'll be. Yeah.
Just take one of the middle seats. Don't take any of the curves.
Yeah. I'm probably I kind of want to sit behind the goal, to be honest, but.
Well, then you have to be really careful.
Yeah. That's the thing. I don't want to. I kind of want to sit there, but I don't want to at the same time. It's like I'd rather be in the middle of the field.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's weird, though, that they're doing the match in Fort Lauderdale, and then a couple days later, they're going to New York to fight against, I think it was, it wasn't Argentina. I think it was, like, Colombia or something.
Colombia!
Colombia.
Hold on. Ecuador.
Ecuador.
And it's going to be in the Red Bull Arena in New Jersey.
Yo.
New Jersey.
Yeah. But
New Jersey.
I'm so hyped for Italy versus Venezuela. It's at the Drive Pink Stadium at Fort Lauderdale, which I know exactly where that is. It's literally at the end of the runway at Fort Lauderdale Executive. So I could technically fly there.
Yeah, you could.
But that would be boring, and I want to go with my dad. So I'm definitely going to be going down there for sure. I have to.
Fair play.
But that'll be interesting to see. Even though if it's just friendlies, I still think it's a wild matchup to have Italy against Venezuela, unlike their first friendlies match of the season.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeesh.
Any other sports?
I mean, those are mine for now.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll talk about.
I guess have we not talked about the Super Bowl?
We have
sports?
Not talked about the Super Bowl because last week was Valentine's Day.
True and real. That was a Super Bowl, all right. It was one of the Super Bowls of all time.
Indeed.
Didn't know about halftime rules.
Hmm?
Didn't know about halftime rules. Did you see that excuse?
No.
Yeah, that was an excuse by the losing team.
What the heck type of halftime rules are they talking
about? So they implemented new halftime rules.
Uh-huh.
It used to be you go down, you score a touchdown, you win. If you don't, the other team has to go down.
Mm-hmm.
If they score anything and you don't score a touchdown, then either the game will go on or they will win the game. Now it's both team get a possession
for overtime.
For overtime. Now it's both team gets a possession, and then after both possessions, whoever has the higher score wins. If they don't, then they just keep going.
Hmm.
I kind of find that as a lame excuse because the coaches, or not the coach, sorry, the refs explained that out to them clearly.
Yeah, they did. So it was a lame excuse. I don't really want to talk about the Super Bowl because it makes me upset.
What about the halftime show?
Yeah,
the halftime show wasn't that great until
Ludacris got there.
Yeah.
Ludacris got there. That was the best part.
As soon as Ludacris showed up, I was like,
I thought that was funny.
I was like, yes, Ludacris.
Yes.
It was great.
Ludacris.
It started off like, I was like, okay, whatever. And the ending was pretty solid.
Bro was getting anybody wild.
Has anybody seen Dodgeball?
As in
the movie.
The movie. No. Let me see. I think I have.
There's a movie just about Dodgeball?
Like from 2004?
Yeah. With Val Kilmer, I think. No,
yeah.
Not Val Kilmer.
I have seen it. It's great. What's his name? Vince Vaughn and
Vince
Ben
Vaughn.
Stiller.
That's what it is.
Ben Stiller. Ben Grab Ben Stiller. Life by the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you remember the final Dodgeball fight where Ben Stiller's Cobras come in their outfits? Do you remember that?
Somewhat.
Okay.
I mean, they're wearing images. The purple, like
yeah,
that. That
purple.
Yeah. Okay.
I see what you mean.
Yeah. I see what you mean. Yes.
So there's a lot of memes that have been going around that everybody's outfits.
Yeah.
For that ending thing, were just the dodgeball outfits, and I was like. Yeah.
I saw that and I didn't understand what it was because I'd never seen that movie. I was just
Dodgeball's a great movie. It's really funny.
No, but it was pretty funny. I know for sure Ludacris had to have been wearing a wig. There was no way that was
what do you
the
mean?
Proper afro. I don't know why.
You think he can't grow that normally?
I believe in him. I think he can.
I think Ludacris can do anything he puts his mind to.
I agree.
Actually, no, it's Ludacris.
No, that has to be his hair. If he puts his mind to growing his hair out, like, there's some pictures of him before the Super Bowl with the hair, like.
And it's luscious.
That is his hair.
That's what it used to be. That's
leave
what
Ludacris
it was
and
he,
his luscious locks alone.
That's what his hair used to be in, like, the early 2000s when he did Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah, because normally he keeps it, like, tight up in braids, but,
that's
like.
Probably, that's probably why I thought it was weird because I was like. I usually see
you're
this
just
man
not
in
used
braids.
To it,
yeah,
I'm just not used to it. So when I see it again, I was just like, "Is he wearing a wig or something?"
That's just his. It's his look.
Because I thought like his hair got a lot shorter or something.
It's fire, bro.
Nah,
it was pretty funny seeing that like old style again. I was like, nice.
Yeah, it was cool. I like it.
That's just how
there,
we be.
I remember there was like a movie or something that he was in where he had that hair.
I think it was Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah, it was Too
like
Fast,
the,
Too Furious.
He had...
It's Too Super, Too Bold.
Yeah, there you go. Let me see. Because he had a song in Too Fast, Too Furious, too.
Yeah. I think it was like the opener.
Yes. You are
correct.
Right. I have not seen that movie in a while.
I love that movie.
I
love pretty much all the Fast
I'm
Furious.
Too Fast. Fast. I'm Too Furious.
I have not seen the 10th one, and I don't think I will. I don't care if it's on
Pixar. I have not seen... The one with Jason Momoa.
Oh, yeah. He did have the afro in Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It was
I
fun,
don't.
it's like carbon copy of what he had at the Super Bowl.
I also have not seen the one with John Cena in it, I believe. Or I haven't, like, seriously watched it. I think
that
it was
one,
on TV and I wasn't really paying attention.
That one was so bad. It was so bad it was funny.
Ooh. So I have to catch up on those.
Yeah.
But as far as like sports go, I'm gonna see if I can watch the CFL or whatever the non-NFL.
USL.
Whatever they called that after the merger. Is The Rock still in charge of that?
Yes, he is.
Good. USFL.
He should be. I'm pretty sure he's still, because I think he is one of the owners. He's one of the main owners.
Be. The Rock should be in charge of a lot
the
of
president
things,
is. The president is Daryl Johnston, but...
Is The Rock the main proprietor as far as funding goes?
He should be, because...
The Rock like, Johnson... Actually, it
doesn't say.
Doesn't say.
That's unfortunate.
The Rock, Brock Heward.
Because I thought he was like, he had like
maybe
a
it's
stake
on his
in
wiki.
It or something.
Let's look it up
let
on his
see,
wiki.
Let me see. Okay, XFL co-owners. So, I don't know if he still holds a stake in it or not. He probably does, but Dwayne The Rock Johnson... who was one of the co-owners of the XFL, announced that the XFL and the USFL were merging to form the UFL.
Mm.
So, United League Football. Okay, I was looking at the wrong page.
What
Sweet.
Is the X in XFL stand
okay,
for?
Dwayne Johnson X-fl- still holds a stake in it. He is Good. Part of XFL Properties. Mm.
He should hold yeah. a stake in it.
Yeah, he's part of the group that holds 50%.
Good.
Yes.
He's the Rock.
He's the Rock. It's he about is. Drive. It's about power.
We stay hungry with
the
power.
The one thing I will say, because I was talking about this with one of my sweet mates, shout out Caleb. He's awesome. We were looking at the teams that were shut down in order to streamline the areas of sports.
Rest
for
in peace,
this.
Orlando.
Dude, rest in peace to the Philadelphia Stars. They had such a good, like, branding. But I understand why, because... wait, no, what am I saying? We already have the Eagles, but, like, yeah.
That's okay.
So,
it's like, not like any of us are fans.
When does that start? Because I got to look into what team I should report.
I thought it was, like, in March or something.
2024 season. 2024. March 30th.
Oh, I've got time.
With a matchup between the Arlington Renegades and the Birmingham Stallions.
I've got time to look up... who to root for.
So for reference, the nearest team to us presently are the Birmingham Stallions from Birmingham, Alabama.
Mm.
But then there wow. is
no Florida teams?
No. Then there is the Houston Roughnecks, the Memphis Showboats, the Michigan Panthers, the Arlington Renegades, the DC Defenders, the San Antonio Brahmas, and the St. Louis Battlehawks.
I mean,
now
Florida already has like
three NFL teams. We don't
yeah.
need more.
Yeah.
Now, personally, I like the Memphis Showboats because they have the coolest logo I have ever seen. It is a riverboat, but like hauling.
That is wild. You know what that looks like?
What?
That looks like
wow.
one of those old, like, I'm talking like 2014 Beyblade. Nut.
There's a there's another like yeah like one of the designs on the central nut.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what that looks like.
It's now, so fire.
Now the other thing
Everybody
I will, the other thing I will say that it reminds me of is have you ever seen like a Dodge Challenger Scat Pack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The B. It looks like the B.
The B.
Also, just I mean, rest in peace to the Philadelphia Stars.
What was Orlando? The Sea Dragons?
Orlando. Good
sea
question.
Dragons.
Was it the Sea Dragons?
That would be cool.
That was XFL.
Did I just make that?
It was the Guardians.
Oh.
Not even close.
Was there a Sea Dragons? I feel like there was definitely
I'm
going to
look it up. One thing I will say, Orlando has a... Orlando has a feeder hockey team called the Orlando Solar Bears.
Solar Bears?
Look at like, this logo.
Are they like solar
that looks
bears
like the Icy Bear.
It looks like the Icy Bear. It's like polar bears, but solar.
I think the Icy Bear, the Coca-Cola polar bear, and that guy are
yeah.
all like related.
They're all
somehow.
Friends or something.
Yeah, they have
yeah.
a club.
Orlando. So
they're
you
pals.
Were asking...
They're all
mean, like,
brothers or something.
Yeah,
best bud.
So okay, no, the Sea Dragons were Seattle.
Oh,
that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, oh, Tampa Bay had a team called the Bandits that only lasted one season.
womp, 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 womp.
Yeah. Okay. So Let me see here. So the teams that did not go through to the UFL are the Seattle Sea Dragons, the Vegas Vipers, the Houston Roughnecks, the Orlando Guardians, the New Jersey Generals, the Philadelphia Stars, the Pittsburgh Maulers. The Houston Gamblers rebranded to the Roughnecks and joined UFL, and then the New Orleans Breakers. Now, Pittsburgh Maulers.
Oh, like a mall, like...
Yeah.
M-A-U-L.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not M-A-L-L.
I love how they just have a sledgehammer.
They're just really
it's
into shopping.
It's just a sledgehammer. Like,
no, I thought it was going to be M-A-U- like a tiger or something.
Yeah, I thought mall, like... you know?
That is it. But like hammer. New Jersey Generals. I don't... It's an okay
logo.
Why
always five stars?
That
max
logo looks
four
like,
stars for a general.
With a great rate you can get online.
Go to the general and save some time.
That's what it looks like.
Seattle
Sea
Dragons. Okay. For a team named the Sea Dragons...
Oh, come on. It's cool.
No, but it looks like a bootleg version of the Seattle Kraken's logo. Have you ever seen the Seattle Kraken's logo?
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean.
Yeah, okay.
See, I think it would be funny, in the same vein of the Steamboat, to get, like, the Seahorse Sea Dragon as the logo.
Yeah, but like...
Going. That's pretty fire.
Vegas Vipers,
we're going back to dodgeball.
We're going... Yeah, exactly.
Hey. I think it'd be cool to have like the Viper logo like on the Dodge.
The San Antonio Brahmas was one I guess it's meant to look like the skull.
A San Antonio Brahma?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know what a Brahma is.
I'm assuming that's the skull.
I think so. Yeah.
Hold on.
It looks like it.
What is it? Only thing I know about the word Brahma is that it has like Buddhist connotations?
Yeah, that's what I immediately think of.
What was the town? San Antonio?
San Antonio. What was it? The Houston... Can I find the Houston... Yeah! The Houston Gamblers had a good logo.
That's a cool
one. That's pretty
one.
Good.
Look yeah. at this.
I was...
So there's a Brahma chicken.
I don't think it's that.
I could use some good chicken.
I just randomly decided to look at the ESPN... site just to see if there is anything that I could even remotely talk about. And the first thing that I see under the NFL section is Travis Kelce going to Australia for one of Taylor Swift's shows.
Nowadays it's anything Taylor Swift, because of course I don't blame him. It's a moneymaker.
Yes.
It gets people to her site.
So we're not going to perpetuate that.
No, we will not.
The buck stops here.
The buck stops here. I didn't watch the Puppy Bowl this year.
I heard it was good.
But yeah. I heard it was good.
I've never seen one before.
They're so cute. It's just dogs playing. That's it. But they're so cute. They're all adoptable.
Team Ruff and Team Fluff.
Let's look at the dogs from the Puppy Bowl.
Oh, no.
They're all up for adoption. Or were. They might have been adopted.
I'm sure a lot of them.
Imagine getting a dog is seen on TV.
Shout
it's
out.
Like my dog was famous. He went on the Puppy Bowl.
What are we shadowing out?
What is this? Marshawn
Lynch. I'm trying to find all the players.
The
Ohio State
Rugby Six Nations Championship is underway.
That's cool.
Yeah. And it started on the 2nd of February. And presently, oh, good grief. Is that what I think it is? Okay, so games have already started. I'm going to just run through these real quick. Ireland beat France 38-17. England beat Italy 27-24. Scotland beat Wales 27-26. France beat Scotland 20-16. England beat Wales 16-14. Ireland demolished Italy 36-0. I don't know how this happened. Right. This is the first time Ireland recorded a clean sweep since 1987. And this is the first time Italy has ever failed to score a point against Ireland. And then the next game is in 3 days, Ireland versus Wales. And also Scotland versus England. So that's cool. Also, back to the USFL and UL and the UF, whatever we're calling it now. Another team that folded, New Orleans Breakers. Look at this.
That's neat.
That's a pleasing little logo.
Can we just, from now on, call it the Rocks football?
The Rocks football.
Rock ball.
Can you smell what the Rock is cooking?
On the AstroTurf, probably.
Yes.
Man, that was so funny that he was at the
hot AstroTurf.
Does anybody have any other sports they want to go over?
I got one. So I do want to talk about swimming for a little bit. Yes.
Swimming?
Yes.
He used to do it.
I know he used to do it, but...
I do.
There's a swimming competition every
weekend? Yes,
there are.
They just had the World Aquatics Championship in Doha.
What?
Yeah. It is this past weekend. It went from like the 2nd to the 18th of February.
Bro is flabbergasted.
I didn't know there was an aquatics championship.
Oh, yeah. Listen, there are big championships all over the world.
For every sort of sport you can think of, there will be some sort of annual and like not fully annual competition.
I've had friends who gone to Olympic trials.
Ooh. I know some, too, actually.
Yeah, I have a... And one of my friends actually went to the U.S. team and competed in Austria, won the World Championships, which is pretty cool. But, of course, I want to highlight some of my favorite ones, my favorite events. So I'm going to start on the women's side with the 200 meters. We got the winner, the fastest one in the finals was from Hong Kong. And this... So it was I'm gonna probably butcher this name. It's Siobhan Bernadette Hagi. She finished with the 154.89.
I always forget how to pronounce that name, but that's like a
it's like Siobhan something like that.
Yeah, it's Siobhan. It's Siobhan.
And then New Zealand came second with Erica Fairweather 155.77, and then Brianna Throssell from Australia with a 156. That's I can't come close to those. and then, I would go over all the distance, but I'm starting with 200 and going 1500 because those are my favorite ones. Of course, in the 1500 meters in the finals from the women's side, it was Simona Quadrella from Italy with a 15 minute 46.99.
Yeah, baby.
Bingji Li from China, 1556, 62. And then third was Isabel Goz from Germany with a 1557. So, yeah. Quadrella, she is so good. She's such a good distance swimmer. And she's just, I mean, she beat P2 by 10 seconds. And that's in swimming, that's a huge gap.
Yeah, that is.
That's like, I think, at least like 3 meters ahead, something like that.
That's significant.
Yeah. Especially in the long distance pools, those are not fun. And then the big one, of course, is the relays. And usually the biggest one is either the 400 relay or the 800 or the the 800 meter, which is 4 times 200. So the 800 relay was won by China with 7:47. And then Great Britain scored second with a 7:50. And third was Australia in the women's 800-meter relay. The 400-meter relay was won by the Netherlands with a 3:36.61. Australia came second with 3:36.93. And Canada came third with 3:37.95. So it was a pretty close relay. Now for the men's, the 200-meter freestyle... First place for the 200-meter freestyle was Sunwoo Hwang. I'm pretty sure I said that wrong, but he's from Korea with a 144.75, and that's pretty quick for 200 meters. For second place is from Lithuania, Danas Rasis with a 145 dead, and then Luke Hobson from the USA scoring third with a 145.26. So it was a... It was a pretty close race. And then, of course, the 1,500 meters for the men's was won by Daniel Whiffen of Ireland with a 14:34 dead. And then Germany was in the P2 with Florian Wellrock with a 14:44. And David Aubrey from France also with a 1444.85. So super close, except for Daniel Whiffen also taking like 10 seconds ahead. And then the big ones, the relays. So the men's 200-meter relay was won by Canada. It was Canada who won it, 156.6 for the – or that was the 200-meter medley. Yeah, with Finlay Knox. Carlin Foster, 156.97, and then Alberto Razzetti, 157. 200-meter medley is a fun one. Here you go. 400 freestyle relay was won by China. Came first, 3:11.08. So China was pretty good at the relays. Italy came second with a 3:12. And then USA came third with a 3:12.29. So pretty fun. And the 800-meter relay in the finals, China won again with 7:01.84. Korea came second with a 7:01.94. And USA came third with a 7:02.08. So relays are fun. But that's mostly the freestyle relay. The medley relay is also pretty good, but which, of course, I bet you'll be happy to hear. The USA did win the 400 medley relay with a 3:29.8. And for those that don't know, the medley relay is every single stroke. So it's 100 meters. First person goes butterfly, one goes backstroke, one goes breaststroke, one goes freestyle. So USA won that. And they came 3:29.8. Netherlands came second with 3:31.23. Italy came in third with 3:31.59, which was pretty good. And what the heck, I'll look at the women's 400 medley relay too. The 400 medley relay from the women's was won by Australia with 3:55.98. Sweden came in second with 3:56.35. Canada came in third with a 3:56.43. And that's what I got from the World Aquatics Champion in Doha. The next big championship will be the TYR Pro Swim Series. They're going to be starting in March 7th at Westmont. And that's going to be interesting because mainly it's kind of like a stepping stone for people wanting to get into Olympic trials for that's happening in the summer, which will be interesting to see. People really want to go to the Olympic trials. so it's not surprising there.
Neat.
Speaking of the Olympics, real quick, there are 155 days, 16 hours, and 10 minutes, and 55 seconds, and counting down.
Oh, that's right. It's a leap year. I keep seeing, yep. Who is it, Megan Thee Stallion with a talking flaming horse?
What?
What?
For the Paris Olympics, right?
Oh.
Yeah, they're...
I have not seen that.
Yeah, you'll have to look it up afterwards.
But yeah, the Olympics open soon, unfortunately, in Paris. although the one cool thing about this is that, there's a lot of cool things about it being hosted by France. One of the things that's kind of weird is that they're hosting surfing in Tahiti.
For Paris?
For Paris, much to the dismay of a lot of locals because they are damaging a local coral reef ecosystem to put a officiating tower in place on the site of a large wave. So, I don't know. But one cool thing, actually, they're doing some stuff that requires a large open stretch of water on the Seine in front of the Eiffel Tower through some pretty... solid efforts. They've managed to clean the river Seine to a point where you can put people in it.
That's good. That's
which cool. is wild to me, because it, for a very long period, was not really a very pleasant river. Think like the Hudson.
Ooh.
So you can apparently swim in it now, which is crazy. Wow. And the other cool thing, the medals actually feature pieces of the Eiffel Tower in them.
How did they accomplish this?
They were doing scheduled maintenance on the Eiffel Tower and had to replace some pieces of it, and they kept those pieces of metal in safekeeping with a jeweler.
Awesome.
And then they turned it into the medals, and I'll show you guys a picture. They look like this.
That's pretty cool.
That is very cool.
Big old hexagon of
Now the gold Eiffel medal tower now the gold steel. Medal winners are gonna get a bite full of gold and the medal from an Eiffel Tower.
Because yeah. Who didn't want a bite of the Eiffel Tower, right?
I mean, I'll take it.
I want a bite.
I'm
gonna eat it.
I'm eat it.
Also, in regards to surfing being done in Tahiti, I'm also very disappointed.
Yeah.
But not because of the obvious ecological damage. I'm disappointed because I'd rather they surf on the Seine.
There's yeah, I mean that would be fun if it was possible. Also,
aren't there new sports coming in this
year?
Besides surfing
is one of them.
I think
skating.
Skateboarding. Breakdancing?
Breakdancing.
Yes.
Breakdancing is new. Skateboarding was Tokyo.
Skateboarding
was Tokyo, yeah.
If you happen to be in France or Tahiti this summer,
take pictures
or you can get tickets and they're pretty affordable, like very very affordable actually.
So
like
surfing
soccer tickets for 24 euros
and if you want help taking pictures or learning how to edit or ooh, things like that,
yeah,
go to the Avion because they help you with writing, photography, video broadcasting, editing, all that kind of stuff. So if you want to learn more about that, you can go to the Avion General Meetings Tuesdays at 7 p.m. in the chamber, which is SU210, and check them out because they're super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
the new sports, by the way, are breaking, which is breakdancing, sport climbing, skate. This is skateboarding, although it was new for 2020,
new for, yeah.
And surfing.
Tokyo.
Yeah. And before. if you happen to be in, tickets to surfing have already sold out.
Wow.
But
so you just have to watch from afar.
If you happen to be in Paris, Lille, Saint-Denis, Vipant, Vers-sur-Marne, Nanterre, Lyon, Marseille, Nantes, Bordeaux, Nice, Saint-Étienne, and Saint-Quentin-en-Yvelines.
So glad you can say all those words.
This summer, there are tickets available that you can just like be at the Olympics for, and it's really cool, and it's actually like way more affordable than I thought.
You know, I'm
like I have tickets actually. I'm going cool. to watch sailing in Marseille.
You know,
I'm
it's not affordable. Oh, sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
Flights aren't affordable.
Yeah,
flights
going
aren't
to
affordable.
Paris.
I'm looking at the prices, and you know they're shocking. There's football,
yeah.
There's soccer for $24, rugby for $100. I mean, I really thought this would be like thousands of dollars. Handball for $90.
You have to remember, you're staying in Paris.
That's true. Yeah. And
they can't sell tickets for $300 if it already cost you $1,000 a night.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're selling
a
lot of them, I guess.
Garbage hotel.
There's a lot of there's going to be a lot of stuff for them to do.
Yeah,
and the opening ceremony is only $2,700.
Yeah, I would not recommend getting tickets to the opening ceremony.
There's no reason to do
that. That's my favorite part of the Olympics, though. Opening ceremony, closing ceremony.
It's pretty cool.
It's great.
Yeah. It's cool, yeah. But I
everybody
mean, like,
wins.
To actually like be there, there's nothing really Eagle like.
Card.
There's nothing really like interesting about it, to be honest, because, I mean, it's the opening ceremony. They're just like, here. A bunch of fireworks, crazy presentations, skits and stuff.
Well, I mean, people must like it because it's selling, once again, for $2,700.
Apparently it is going to be pretty fancy this year. What with it being under the Eiffel Tower and everything.
Under the Eiffel Tower.
That's
cool.
Gonna be, okay,
that's
that'll be cool.
Part of it, yeah.
I'm definitely excited on the swim
side. Closing ceremony is only $1,100. Scoop up those tickets, folks.
But, yeah, like, we're going to watch a women's soccer, I think, quarterfinal. And a sailing session in Marseille over a weekend because I happen to live within driving distance of a lot of France.
Nice.
And I have to go home. And it costs a lot of money, and I don't like spending a lot of money on flights, but I have to spend a lot of money because I want to see my dog.
Fair.
I wonder if I could take public transportation to go see...
To France?
No.
No. Let me explain. I'm going to Italy over the summer for a study abroad program.
Oh,
and
true.
I'm wondering. I know it's going to be super expensive to get to France, but I'm trying to.
Oh, you could totally take public transportation from Italy to France. There is a line.
There's a lot of trains.
There is a train line with the Frecciarossa. They go from Milano Centrale to, I think it's Orly? Paris Orly?
No, I think it's like Gare du Nord.
Or Gare du Nord, yeah.
So you're telling me...
You're going to be in Milan, right?
Milan? Siena, which is close enough.
Siena. Okay.
There, I mean, he can make a stop to Napoli Centrale. Yeah.
We watch a YouTube show. Or this is, I guess, could Centrale, sort of be considered a sport.
Yeah.
That,
do tell.
They do all different things using public transportation mostly, but one of them was they played tag across all of Europe.
They
using
did it twice.
That's pretty
twice.
Cool.
Yeah. They did play tag across all of Europe using their public train systems.
Oh, is it jet lag?
Jet lag, yeah.
I love jet lag. I have a Nebula subscription.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I really want to watch Crime Spree, but I don't have a Nebula subscription. I can. You can hit me up.
Yeah.
All right. Any other sports?
Yes, I do. Okay. Oh. So
here come the BattleBots.
Is there BattleBots?
Nothing has been reported on BattleBots yet, very unfortunately. Whoa. I will keep you in the loop when they do. But as you guys know, basketball is coming up. National Basketball Association, the March Madness, right?
Oh,
that's happening.
Oh yeah, March Madness is
in
happening.
In like 8 days. So
I gotta get my bracket filled.
I'm gonna give you my breakdown of who I think is going to win the March Madness, but only based on their logos. Because I know nothing about basketball.
That sounds like a great plan.
Okay, so just rattle off the winners.
Okay, so first of all, I took out everyone that has basketball in their logo, okay? We know
Fair.
You're in the basketball, all right? You're in the NBA. Whatever. And then I took out the rest of them that were just letters. Like Houston Rockets, Cleveland Cavaliers. That is just an R and a C, respectively. They're out. So I'm going to
I thought March Madness was with college basketball.
It's with college basketball?
Yeah.
I don't know.
College basketball is March Madness.
Let's look it up.
Yeah.
See, guys, this is why I don't normally report
like
on basketball.
It's like NBCAA or something.
I still want to hear your logo rankings. So. Not going to lie, I'm kind of
this is my logo ranking for the NBA, mind you, not for March Madness, I guess.
Yeah, March Madness is college basketball.
Once again, this is why I normally report.
Yeah, it's college basketball.
Okay. Well, anyway, in a hypothetical situation where the NBA has some sort of competition, the winner I found was the Memphis Grizzlies in a very, very close standoff with the Charlotte Hornets. I mean, they're both very dynamic logos. They both have that very deep blue. I don't know. I like the animals. You know, they don't have a letter in it. They don't have a basketball in it. It's just...
So everybody who bets on March Madness, go right now and put the Grizzlies as who's winning.
Yes.
The college March Madness.
I'll tell you what, though. I am rooting for the Duke Blue Devils, though. That's the team I want to win this year in March Madness.
I know somebody at Duke.
You know, I'm not seeing it on the NBA list here.
Because they're not in the NBA.
Anyway.
Duke's a college.
No, I'm pretty sure that March Madness is only NBA. Isn't that right? No. You're right, Peter.
No, we've confirmed that, one, I don't know Jack about college football.
No, Peter, you're right. It's definitely...
Actually, I don't know Jack about either.
Here at the Wicked 102.5 WIKDLP Daytona Beach, I will be betting money that the Grizzlies win March Madness.
You know, this is already embarrassing enough as it is.
I'm putting $1,000 on
the ground,
it.
Okay?
I'm putting $1,000 on it.
Okay.
I'm not being sarcastic.
We've confirmed
I'm going to do it.
That right, I don't know anything about college basketball and that I'm just basing team based on their logos. And based on their logos, in an NBA standoff, the Memphis Grizzlies win. There you go. That's my one contribution.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? What if we... Do we have a little bit... We have like an hour, right?
I need to.
I mean... I also wanted to eat before tonight.
This will take no more than 5 minutes. I'm looking up the college basketball teams.
I do definitely need...
It will take a lot more than 5 minutes. I don't think you understand how many teams are in college.
There's a lot of teams. There's 40
luckily,
teams.
I don't care very much, so...
But I will be making my bracket for sure. I definitely got to do it. And I'm just going to go for the Duke Blue Devils. I'm going to go for that Duke dilemma.
Nope. Florida State wins.
Okay. All right.
It's
okay.
The finals. The finals for March Madness is the Memphis Grizzlies and Florida State Seminoles.
Oh, yeah.
That's who's going to the finals. This is the final two.
Okay. So I was able to find the list really, really fast. And let me tell you, I really, really like, whatever the Huskies are. It's the Connecticut team. UConn. I think that UConn is going to win the March Madness solely based on their logo. And also, I mean, they've won in the past. So, you know,
They have won in the past.
Can we do this for at the start of every sports season? Who's going to win this championship
based on logos?
Based on the logo.
That's funny. I enjoyed that. Yeah.
Especially since BattleBots, I don't know what they're doing anymore. They're like, hey, we have a show in Vegas. And I'm like, that's great, but you're supposed to be doing BattleBots. So, you know what?
Let's go to Vegas.
Let's not go to Vegas. Tune in. Well, they have, what is it? They have a show there. So, like, that's where they filmed the BattleBots seasons. And when they're not filming the BattleBots season, they're throwing random bots against each other in the ring just for fun. But that doesn't...
Although that does beg the question, what is it with every big event suddenly in Vegas?
Why not?
Vegas.
Why not? There's a big sphere there.
I mean,
the
true.
That's crazy. True. Also, what I like about Vegas is that now that there's a lot of things going on in Vegas, they also have a lot of DJs DJing sport events.
DJ Lightning over at Vegas.
Oh, yeah. No, I heard that Tiesto couldn't do the Super Bowl, and I was like, please sign me up. I'll do it. I'll do it for free. I will pay to do it.
And they brought Thunder Cascade, over and I was very disappointed that they didn't
Las
show
Vegas.
Much of him.
Yeah,
I wanted more Cascade.
Kudos to Cascade. He did a great job. I think I would have done better. Please don't tell that to Cascade.
I'll very much go tell him.
But yeah, if any sports teams in Las Vegas are looking for a DJ who will just pay to DJ in Las Vegas, I'm here.
Bro's
sign me up.
Bro's holding out.
I will spend my life savings to DJ at major venues. Let's do it.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening here tonight. I'm ending it early for sanity of myself because we're going to be doing the Wicked 31st anniversary, which means 31 nonstop hours of people being on air. Which
is 3 hours.
Yeah. So Tula and I are going to open it up at midnight. So it's going to be a long, long day.
I would genuinely have stayed if I didn't have a flight in the morning.
You should go to that.
You should stay either way.
Yeah. My flight's at like 7 in the morning, so.
Yeah.
So, I will be doing that. I may or may not have pulled some strings for something special to happen for the anniversary. But I guess you'll just have to wait and find out about that.
Oh, boy.
So, thank you for listening. We'll see you next week, hopefully. As long as there's not a whole lot of people busy. Yeah. Let's see. Where am I going? I am going to here. Boom. All right. We will see y'all later. Peace.